All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Border Ridge Public Infrastructure District number one. Today is August 3rd, 2026, 10:01 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen Reese. So for the call to order, everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording. We'll start with the board. Jerry, your chair, you want to start for us?
Jerry Eves.
Patricia Eves.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Lauren Warburton with CLA District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the office. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right. I will stop sharing. Lauren, turn it over to you. Go through the expenditure listing and then just go right into the financial statements.
Sure. So payment listing here, this covers basically Q2, so April 1st through June 30th, with total payments at $18,724.50. Looks like they're all developer paid for administrative costs and then the paying agent fees that came out in April. Any questions on the payment listing?
I don't have any, no.
Okay, could I get a motion, Jerry, then to approve the payment and expenditure listing?
I'd make a motion that we approve the payment and spend it expenditure listings.
A second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous.
Yay.
Exactly. Love those unanimous votes.
And like Michael said, I think this is going to be really fast. So, starting with the balance sheet here with the financial statements, as of June 30th, total assets are sitting at $62.01, all of that being the capital projects funds, UMB. And then accounts payable just under 6.5 thousand. And in the general fund, so far total expenditures are just under 24 thousand for accounting and legal costs. Then after transfers to other funds, this 3.5 thousand represents a transfer to the debt service fund for those paying agent fees. And then also after the developer advances of just under 21 thousand, our ending fund balance is at a deficit of 6.4 thousand. Then in the debt service fund, total expenditures include those paying agent fees we just talked about that were paid through a transfer from the general fund. So that brings our ending fund balance to zero. And then lastly, in the capital projects fund, we have that $62.01 of interest income that is now sitting at UMB. Any questions on the
Nope, that looks accurate.
financials?
Okay, could I get a motion to accept the financials as presented?
I'll make a motion that we accept the financials as presented.
I'll second.
Awesome. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Jerry.
So I sent to you, Michael. I don't know if I sent it. I didn't send it to Tyler or Lauren, but it shows a survey plat that has an easement going through one of the lots that was should have been eliminated. The easement should have been eliminated because we put the improvements in the streets that we dedicated. And I have got clients that are interested in closing in that soon, and that easement needs to be vacated. And I've been working on it for at least 2 months, and they just work slow as cold tar over there. And I was wondering if there's something you could do from your side to say, hey, this should have been abandoned when the plat was recorded, or something that your office could send to them to, put a little urgency maybe.
Okay, Tyler, I just forwarded it to you.
Do they have that?
Yes,
Okay.
they will.
Yeah, I can reach out to them and get them try to get them to push that through. Is
So,
it it's a is the city the one with the easement?
yes. Well, yes, they're the ones with that easement.
Yeah.
And they're the only ones that specifically have that easement. That is in the olden days, that is where I run the main sewer or main water line up through. But when they had me do the subdivision and we rerouted everything, that should have been abandoned when it was recorded. But we've got Bruce, forgot Bruce's last name.
Jenkins.
Bruce Jenkins, and he's got an assistant, Kayla, that is. Anyways, your assistance would be very much appreciated. Last thing is on lot number four on our plot, half of that building lot or half of that lot is retention basin. Do I need to email that to you or do you recall? Let me send that to you because
Yeah,
what
you
I
can send
want
it
to
to
know is
me.
what do I do? What do I do with
Or
that?
actually, I might be able to. Yeah, I'm just actually sharing the easement. You're talking about lot four right here, right?
Okay, so the crosshatch down to the bottom right, go
Over
down.
here.
That is part, there's 2.5 acres in there that's retention basin.
Okay.
Where should that go? Should I deed that to the PID? I mean, the right now they're taxing it at about $7,000 a year.
Well, shouldn't that go to the city because it's a retention basin based on storm drains, which they have to be the ones responsible for?
Okay, and so that is my second item. Let me just think. So
Because
I
they're
think
making
I'm
you do that, correct, Jerry?
correct. That's part of the subdivision. Stormwater retention is, and it should go to the city. Absolutely.
Yes.
They pushed back on that.
Really?
Well, they don't want to maintain it.
Well, I know, but if they're forcing you to do it as part of the municipal code,
So what I want to
they're
do before I push them really hard is I want to double check to see if there's any property down there that I can exclude and use before we deed that to them. And absolutely, it needs to go to them.
There's no homeowners association, right?
None.
I don't see how they can get out of it.
Well, I'm grateful for that your opinion matches mine and those little notes on the back of your name where it says ATTY at law or something like that. That carries a little more weight than Jerry's opinion. So
Let me so you want to first you want to see if there's any of this property that we can exclude from it and you might be able to use before we deed it over to them, right?
yes, and then I'll have what I'll do is I'll have Northern Engineering create a survey of that. So that we can have on lot number four, the clear part where the easement goes through. I've actually got that restored or sold and under contract to Van America for a 20,000 square foot building. But that building is going to straddle that easement.
Gotcha.
And just so I requested this, actually, it's 3 months ago. After 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I got an email back from Kyla that says I need to put this in writing with a survey on it with the signatures of the adjoining property owners, which is totally, well, not no words. So anyway, so I've done that. I got Maverick to sign it. I've got the other guys, Apex, to sign it, and I signed it. And 2 weeks ago, I got a confirm. I sent it 3 weeks ago that says, hey, here's the signed adjoining property owners. Please abandon this. And a week ago after that, I got an email saying, hey, we confirmed receiving your letter. We'll take it under advisement. So again, this should have happened at the time of the recording. And they don't need adjoining property owners to sign. They can just do an abandonment. They're just being difficult. So,
I can reach out I actually have Bruce and Kayla's contact info. I'll reach out to them, and it kind of explain it. The same things that you just explained. This
Well,
should have that should have been abandoned back in the day when
there's no
this
utilities
project
going
went.
through, and it shouldn't actually be a request from me. It should have just been a point of order before, but they wouldn't. And I didn't want to kick that. I kicked the can down the road than fixing the original plat.
Got it. Yeah, I'll reach out to him and see if I can get that moved along. And then as far as the retention basin question, I think it was you're talking about this area,
Yes, and the
right?
access to it
You'll
is right
have
there along it. I would ask them, I would actually tell them that we're preparing a deed to deed that to them. And then when you get that deed, sorry, when you get that deed, then I can get it notarized or whatever happens, and we can get that over to them to deed it to them.
Excellent. Sounds,
I
and you were going
can
to have
get both of
engineering
that
look at
way,
that
then
to see if you were going to
go
have
ahead.
engineering look at that to see if there was any other property you might be able to use before deeding it, right?
Correct. But if you
Okay.
put them on notice that it's coming to them, then I think that alleviates a lot of concern on my side as far as maintenance and liability and everything else. Thank
Perfect. I will get that going and communicate that the same thing over to them. And
you.
then while you're here, I also sent a I'll stop sharing.
Put the hammer down, by the way, Tyler.
I right before this meeting, I sent you a an email to have you re-sign one of the a document for the annexation that happened back in 2024, so that because we need that to get that re-recorded. So.
So let me ask a question. If this is for the annexation.
Yeah, back in September 30th, 2024. So we've already got the
Wait,
certificate of
wait, 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 wait.
annexation.
This is not annexing into the city, because I did
No.
that. This is our PID thing, which I
Yeah.
got that. I forwarded it to the title company. I'll get that signed today. Do you want me to bring it back to you to be recorded?
Yeah, we need the original for recording because
Great.
we've got the original certificate of annexation and the original plat here. And the resolution. So those are the documents per the
Bingo.
statute we need to
Very good.
get that done.
You have anything else? I don't have anything else. Let's adjourn.
Right.
All right. I'll take that as a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Ready? Second.
Second.
Thank you. All those
Aye.
in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. We're adjourned.